If you're anything like me, you hate wrestling with numbers.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Pew Research, one of the more reliable polling organizations, has come up with a more than usually interesting survey that indicates that President Bush may be in some trouble, and not only because of the economy. The polling was done after the grisly killing of four American contract employees in Fallujah on March 31st and before the public appearance of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice before the 9/11 Commission on April 8th. It suggested the toll that the deepening conflict in Iraq was having on the president's stand with the public. His general job approval rating had plunged to 43% from 56% in January. Only 50% favored keeping American troops in Iraq compared to 63% in January. And only 57% thought that invading Iraq was a good idea in the first place compared to 65% in January. And 57% do not think that the president has a clear plan for bringing the occupation of Iraq to a successful conclusion. As to the economy, in spite of a government report showing a sharp increase in the growth of jobs, only 39% approved of Mr. Bush's handling of the economy. That figure was 47% in January. Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Center, says the spiraling cost of gasoline may be having an effect on how Americans view the economy. 58% said they were paying attention to the rising cost of fuel. This is Daniel Shore.